The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts. A special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals that you may not have even heard about. And holy moly, today's podcast is about the spectacular sunfish, and I've gathered up some facts that'll throw you sunny side up. Well, more in a positive way rather than physically. So, with that out of the way, let's roll out the facts. Sunfish, known by many as the Mola Mola fish, is a whopper of a fish that makes its home in tropical waters all around the world. This means you can expect to see them within the Atlantic, Pacific, and the Indian Ocean. However, there have been some reported sightings of sunfish near the coast of the Isle of Wight. Sunfish spend a good portion of their time sunbathing on the ocean surface, lying on their sides like a big water pancake, soaking up the sun's rays to generate body heat. This is mainly done after successfully swallowing a mouthful of jellyfish, the sunfish's main source of food, in which the fully sized flounder can dive up to 600 meters to get a bite, so it's going to be quite cold after eating. Despite being Goliath guppies as adults, baby sunfish are ridiculously small, only being up to 7 millimeters in size, small enough to fit on top of your pinky finger, whereas the grown-ups grow up to 10 feet in size, and it only takes 15 months for them to get that big. Talk about a big baby! Also, baby sunfish have minuscule spine-like fins around their body that resemble that of the sun, hence their name. However, sunfish are known to be extremely clumsy swimmers due to their awkwardly positioned fins. In fact, they're such a klutz that the currents sometimes do a better job at piloting the fish. And they're not that fast either, only swimming at a pitiful 3 kilometers per hour. And it's because of this that the sunfish has earned its reputation as being the world's most useless fish, and for good reason. Perilous predators of the deep, such as seals and killer whales, make a chew toy out of this miserable molar with ease. And, despite being the heaviest fish in the ocean, weighing up to 5,000 pounds, they have no way to defend themselves, making them an easy meal, no, an easy banquet to any aquatic attacker. So, the big question stands, if the sunfish suck so badly at life, then why aren't they extinct? Well, it's all thanks to sunfish being the most fertile fish in the world, able to produce up to 300 million eggs in one sitting, and that's just from a single female. Say all you want about the molars, but as long as they've got numbers, extinction is off the sushi menu for a long time. Well, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts, I swear it. So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.